The winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Economics are two American scholars who've made connections between climate change and economic growth. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said that William Nordhaus and Paul Romer were picked for their work on the most basic and pressing economic issues of our age. Nordhaus is a pioneer in environmental economics. He started warning policymakers in the 1970s that their economic models were failing to take the impact of climate change into account. New York University professor Paul Romer helped create the modern approach to understanding innovation and how it relates to economic growth. He joins us now from NYU Stern School of Business. First of all, Professor, congratulations. Have you had a chance to speak yet with your fellow winner, William Nordhaus?
No, I haven't. I just wrote one of his, a nephew, hoping that I could find out how to get in touch with Bill. It's really a terrific honor to be linked together with him. He's just a great scholar and an exceptionally decent guy. Couldn't ask for a better association.
So your work is linked to the work of Dr. Nordhaus. How would you describe your work?
We're both interested in not the kind of trade-off that's common in economics, like we can use this field to produce a little more corn or a little more wheat. What Bill and I were focused on is the huge gains that can come from discovering new things. The real source of progress for humans has been the discovery of new ideas that gives you more of both corn and wheat. So that's a unifying element in what we do. You know, we have our own different specializations. Bill is really the one who's focusing explicitly on climate change. But, you know, I'm very supportive of that work. And I'm firmly persuaded that the real key to addressing the decarbonization of the energy system will be technological progress. And the key to policy right now should be to encourage this amazing machine for discovery we have in the modern economy. Just encourage that to go tackle this very important problem.
So it sounds like your body of research looks at that discovery of new things part of technology. Can you talk about how that overlaps with the work of Dr. Nordhaus and with climate change?
There's a very simple model that would say something like, oh, the government supports basic scientific research by giving grants to university professors. Then the private economy puts that knowledge to work. Professors love that story because it involves the government giving money to professors. So, you know, they're keen on that. But the truth is that most discovery and most learning comes from the work on specific problems. And the academics often come along later and kind of clean up afterwards. Like when people started working out how to use steam engines to do work, it was much later that physicists came along and invented thermodynamics to figure out, you know, what the heck are these guys doing? So it wasn't like thermodynamics led to the invention of steam engines. It was steam engines led to the thermodynamics. There's a real advantage to creating incentives for startups and firms to go out and try and make a business in this area. And so I think both Bill and I would recommend a kind of a tax on, say, carbon-based energy sources. You need to use government policy to unleash this machine for discovering, which is the modern economy.
Professor, what's next for you?
I went to the World Bank right after the vote on Brexit.
But that was the summer of 2016.
Yep. That, for me, was a real red flag. There were many things going on there. We're still trying to understand it. Part of what was going on is there were a lot of people who basically said, if the economists are for it, we're against it. So if a whole lot of people say, if economists are for it, we're against it, economists need to pay attention and figure out what we did wrong to lose our authority as the people you could trust to get the facts.
New York University Professor Paul Romer, one of the winners of the Nobel Memorial Prize for Economics. Thank you very much. Good to speak with you, and congratulations again.
Thank you.